Shalom, everybody. Today, of course, is not the seventh day of the week. That would be Shabbat Kodesh. But I still thought it might be nice to share a quick Dvar Torah on the seventh Aliyah of Parshat Bamidbar. This Aliyah has 20 psukim, and in it we hear how Moshe is told to count one family in Shevet Levi. He is to count Kehat, though we will not hear the results of that counting until next week's Parsha. This census will include only those men between the ages of 30 and 50, because they are the ones who will be carrying the Kelim in the Mishkan. The Kohanim would first cover the Kelim, and then Kehat would carry them on their journey. Jews believe that the Beit HaMikdash, the third Beit HaMikdash, will be rebuilt b'mehera v'yameinu. And if we believe that, if we truly believe that, then we have to ask ourselves questions about what the Beit HaMikdash will look like. Not 2,000 years ago, not 1,000 years ago, but today. What will the Beit HaMikdash look today? We have to ask questions about today's Beit HaMikdash. For example, where will we put the parking lot for all the cars belonging to the people who are Ole to Har HaBayit? Will we be allowed to put metal detectors on Har HaBayit? Will we even need metal detectors on Har HaBayit? Can we change all or parts of Har HaBayit to make it handicapped accessible? Can we put an elevator on Har HaBayit to enable handicapped people to go up? There are so many, many questions, and I think that just asking the questions and delving into them is a sign of how real the Beit HaMikdash is to us and how authentic our longing for the Beit HaMikdash is today. One such question may be addressed in today's Aliyah. Am I allowed to put cameras on Har HaBayit? On Har HaBayit. Today we have the Kotel Cam that allows thousands of people around the world to see the Kotel even from far away. When the Beit HaMikdash is rebuilt, will we be allowed to do the same thing? Can I go to my computer and watch the Avoda in the Mikdash and be inspired by that Avoda from home? Basically, the question is, can I put webcams in the Beit HaMikdash? This is obviously a huge question that cannot adequately be addressed in an FMT. For example, how, if at all, can the structure of the Beit HaMikdash be changed that it would allow me to put a camera there in the first place? Many, many, many questions. I'd wanted to just raise one of the questions, one aspect of this complex question as it relates to our Parsha and our Aliyah. In the very last Psukim in our Parsha, describing the job of Kehat every time the Mishkan traveled, the Torah tells us that Aharon and his sons must, before Kehat was allowed to carry the Kelim, the Torah says that Aharon and his sons must pack up the Kelim in special covers, because the Levi'im of Kehat were not allowed to see the Kelim while they were being packed. And why not? Says the Torah in Perek Dalet, Pasuk Chaf, Velo Yavo'u Lirot Kivala et HaKodesh Vametu. The people from Kehat will not then come and see the holy Kelim being packed, Kivala, literally being swallowed, and they will not die. The Gemara in Masechet Yoma Daf Nun Dalram Aleph quotes a machloket about the implications of this Pasuk. It's a machloket between Rav Chizda and, on the other side, Rav Katina and Rav Yehuda. Rav Katina and Rav Yehuda say that the Isser for people to see the Kelim in the Mikdash only applied in the Midbar. Once the Mikdash was built, there was a closer connection between Bnei Yisrael and Hashem that allowed us to see the Kelim. The Rambam Rav Moshe ben Maimon, who died in 1204, agrees with this opinion. The other side is Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda says that the Isser to see the Kelim applies today. And this is the opinion of the Baal Halachot Gedolot, the Bahag. We don't know exactly who wrote it, but it's in the time of the Gaonim. It's also the opinion of Rav Sajigon, who died in 942, and others. And there's much, much more to say on this topic. I mean, for example, there's a separate machloket about which Kelim we are not allowed to see. The Ramban and the Ibn Ezra say it only applies to the Aron Kodesh, whereas the Yoreim, Rabbi Eliezer Mimetz, who died in 1175, seems to say in Siman Shin Nun Bet that the Isser applies to all the Kelim. That's another machloket. There is another machloket in the cases where it is Usser to see. Is that only when I see something with the naked eye, or even by the webcam? Many, many details in this complex issue, but however we paskin, and we have to use that pasuk in our aliyah and many, many others, however we paskin, I think it is fascinating that we view the rebuilding of the Beit HaMikdash as a real, tangible, concrete event. So much so that it requires real world, current questions about the world we live in today. Im Yirtzeh Hashem, we will see it rebuilt today and see these questions asked and answered. Have an amazing Shabbat Shalom.